Happy October! Hi, this is Jan Brett, and this is my October Hedgegram. I like to tell about what I'm doing in my professional life as a writer and illustrator. It's not always what people expect. I love to wake up in the morning and know that I will be spending my day working on a children's book. It's easy to get attached to the ideas and characters. My book project is in some ways predictable and in some ways not. When my husband and I were in Namibia, Africa, we visited a World Heritage Site called Twyfelfontein, where 4,000-year-old African artwork can be seen carved in the rocks. The mountains are in a sparsely populated landscape that is unlike any other place I've seen. I didn't know that when I came home, a new book story would become evident. It took a while to percolate. Now that I'm over halfway through my book, the story is unfolding like I had envisioned. Because of the way books are published, though, I have to skip ahead, and I'm illustrating later sections of the book and illustrating the jacket. It's good to have an organized mind to do this, and that's a challenge for me. I would prefer to start on page one and go along page by page. One of the good things about working with a team at the publisher is that I have the input of talented and experienced people. For example, a book designer has many different typefaces to choose from, including the display type, which help form the character of the book, especially for the jacket. The jacket is often the reason the person wants to look inside. It's good if I can capture your attention and then make you curious enough to read my book. Good display type helps. Sometimes the designer will make up their own typeface, embellish an existing alphabet, or hire a calligrapher to draft the letters. I have always loved illuminated manuscripts of old where the calligrapher decorates a letter very specifically, often using a special code. Sometimes flowers, insects, or animals entwined around the letters have obvious or sometimes secret meanings. One of my favorite books as a child was The Arabian Nights. The title was rendered as if it was of beaten gold, and the capitals were set with luminous gemstones. It's useful to go to museums and study local crafts in order to come up with something eye-catching and authentic. Juggling ideas about the display type and how the printed word will fit into my art is one of the things I like most about being a children's book illustrator. Often, if I draw a portrait or a landscape, I feel like I should also add a little block of type. I hope you will experiment with creating some different alphabets or illustrate the first letter of your first name. Often one thing leads to another, and you'll be surprised to find that you've begun to tell a story. It's like magic, and I think that's why so many stories start with a curious set of events, like Alice falling down a rabbit hole in Alice in the Wonderland. Good luck with your creative projects. Bye for now. Your friend, Jan Brett.